This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
Okay, so like, I'm telling this story partly to our listeners and partly to you. That's what we're gonna do right here.
Okay.
So, Kimmy and I needed to meet halfway in order to record tonight.
Classic.
And instead of going to Porto's, which we really love,
it's just cold at Porto's and loud.
Yeah, we're like outside, and they kick us out at like 9, and it is currently 9:30.
Oh, yeah, they always get like grumpy.
Yeah. So we're sitting there, we're trying to figure out where we're going to record tonight, and we've recorded before at this awesome Mediterranean place.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, it was really good, we want to go there, cool. And I was like, oh, the other day on my way to Kimmy's place, I ran into the place on the way there, there was a big line, cool. Convinced I know exactly where it's at. So today, Kimmy and I can't remember the name of the restaurant, but mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I know where it's at, I was just there, it's down the street from Porto's. So I get out here probably 20 minutes before we're supposed to meet, driving around. Can't find it. And then I was like, well, on my way to Kimmy's house, I was at a 7-Eleven. So I Googled where the closest 7-Elevens are to Porto's, went to each of them, couldn't find the stupid Mediterranean place. I'm like, dang it. So I called Kimmy, trying to figure out what are we going to do? When did we last record? Or when did we record there? So then we get off the phone and I go through and I find that we recorded here last on episode 37 for Larry King.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back to listen to the episode thinking we mentioned the restaurant in the episode. Like, maybe that's what we did.
Did we do it?
So go and listen to the episode, and it's us going, okay, we're here, and I'm like, yeah, we're at this restaurant down the street from Porto's, we're at, and you go, whoa, no buzz marketing for this place, you wouldn't let me say the name of the freaking restaurant.
Oh, no.
So I had to scroll through our text messages from last July to find the name of the restaurant.
I'm really impressed that you did that work.
that's
really good.
I was just dying. If I could not find this text message,
should we just buzz market this place now that we love it?
Right, so we
the Marketplace Grill and Cafe.
Yes. You were us close, though. You're all at the grill.
You're welcome us in the future as we get lost again.
Yeah, I remember.
3, 4. Podcast. We're making a podcast about 30 Rock. Podcast. We're making a podcast about 30 Rock. We're calling it Talk 30 to Me. It is great.
I'm Kimmy.
And this is Talk 30 Rock to Me.
A 30 Rock podcast.
All about, yep. That.
30 Rock.
30 Rock. 30 yep. Rock. 30 Rock. 30 Rock.
Just keep saying it. They'll get it eventually. Our fans will know.
Exactly.
If you've made it this far and you were like, oh, wait, is this a 30 Rock podcast? Then we've done our jobs.
What would they have been confused? What would they have thought it was the whole time?
Maybe they thought it was an architecture podcast about,
ooh,
about
we were just talking
New
about-
York. About literally 30 Rockefeller Center.
About just 30 Rockefeller Center. And like every we go like
or just
room
a geology,
by room, floor by floor.
A geology podcast in general. 30 Rocks.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, but they're not 29 rocks, not 31 rocks, but 30 rocks.
30 rocks. There are only 30 episodes total. Mm-hmm. I like that. Or we're talking about 30 episodes. 30 rocks and episode. I like that. If this happens to be your first time, this is a podcast about 30 Rock. And if you happen to find us and you're like, hey, they're funny already, we'd love it. I just looked over your notes and I saw Bitch Hunter, which is what you talked about earlier. I love
I wrote it so large.
So big.
I just needed everyone to know I really love Bitch Hunter.
If this is your first time, please make sure to subscribe, leave us reviews. We have a deal that if you leave us a review and tell us, we'll send you a sticker of mm-hmm. our fun little podcast logo. If you buy stuff on Amazon, make sure you use our link that you can find at boardwalkaudio.com/talk30rock to me. Click support our artists and it'll take you to Amazon and you can buy some cool stuff on Amazon. I know mm-hmm. I bought some stuff lately, but I'm not going to tell you what it is right now, at least. Mm-hmm. I honestly think that does it for intro stuff, yeah?
That's pretty much it. Should we, use Amazon, whatever. Should we just get to a 30-30?
We could, yes.
Or what's before that?
Well, we've had a couple of emails that we haven't acknowledged.
Oh, goodness. You check them much more than I do. So.
Yeah. So,
I trust you.
Actually, and what's kind of fun is that some of these emails are actually, they have some 30-30 suggestions.
Ooh.
Which is kind of fun. So, first we have from June. from Massachusetts.
Is that the name or the month?
That is the person.
Got it. I was like, wow, we really haven't checked these emails in a while.
Back in June. No, this was in February, so we are a little bit late, but it's all right.
Oh, I'll take February.
So she actually sent us an album of some songs she made for a friend for their finale watch party back in 2013.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I was looking at them earlier, and now
Did she write the music, or is it like a mixtape?
Oh, it's like a mixtape. Like Midnight Train to Georgia's on it. Excellent. All that good stuff. Yeah, so it was kind of fantastic, and I didn't acknowledge it. So this is me acknowledging it, June. I think that was amazing, and you are a great friend for doing
that. Thank you, June. And for us now.
Yes.
Because we'll listen to it all the time.
Absolutely. And I'll post a list of what the songs are online, because I think that's awesome. We also received an email from Uma.
Uma.
And I've seen Uma being pretty interactive on social media with us, which I'm a big fan of.
Thanks, Uma.
And Uma just let us know that Keith Powell directed season 3, episode 15 of Superstore.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Good job, Keith Powell.
Yeah.
Season 3, episode 15. I don't know which one that was. I'm loving Superstore this season, so I'm sure I really enjoyed it.
Do you want me to look it up for you real quick?
Yeah, let me know. Let's do this.
Superstore.
I love Superstore. Have you watched Superstore?
I've seen one or two episodes because it was on before This Is Us, I think, at one point when I was watching this. Or
Someone just gave me a 10-minute to talk about This Is Us last
night. I'm pretty sure it was on before The Good Place. I'm sorry.
Oh, that makes much more sense.
No, because no, I'm like far behind. So excuse me, Amnesty? Glenn and Dina Glenn and Dina offer amnesty to the employees for any bad things they confess.
Oh, that was a great episode.
Oh, I think that's the only episode I've seen. that was March.
No, you haven't. That was not Good Place adjacent, but it was very good. It was a great episode.
Yes, that was Keith Powell.
Did you like how weird that laugh was? I went, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
It was very musical, as like am it. I.
And then we have one more.
What's the last one?
From Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
This is my favorite. Okay, long story short, I spilled a drink last night.
Mm-hmm.
This led to me being mad at myself, so my boyfriend said I should put Jimmy Fallon on. Wonderful episode. I was so happy that I left on the TV for the beginning of Seth Meyers.
Mm-hmm.
Then John Lutz had a pre-recorded bit.
He does a lot of stuff. I think I thought he was on The Tonight Show, but he's on Seth Meyers. And yeah, he's one of the writers.
And it's about the crazy spring weather in New York, and it's perfect. I want to say you guys have Hulu because you'll probably be able to watch it there. It aired, well, last night since after midnight here. So Wednesday, March 21st, it's somewhere in the first monologue. And then my favorite was, and that's my 30-30.
Thank you.
Well done,
you.
Jenny. That made me
good
giggle
job, Jenny.
A lot.
That's a good 30-30. John Lutz is a delight and brings joy to my life. So.
Definitely.
Well, can we do my 30-30?
Yes.
30-30. I need to find my phone for this, but maybe I don't. So my 30-30 has to do with the star of Bitch Hunter, Will Ferrell, which was obviously in the last episode. I always forget about it, but there's this thing called Interview Mag where basically celebrities interview celebrities.
Oh.
It's very interesting. And I hadn't thought about it in forever. And then they released one that went a little viral because Will Ferrell interviewed Joaquin Phoenix.
What?
So they found the most like strange yet slightly grounded person, which is Will Ferrell's a very reasonable human.
Yeah.
They found Joaquin Phoenix, who has not functioned on this in this universe for a while.
Yeah.
He's a very strange man. Said with affection, but he's weird.
Totally.
And
we're okay with weird.
We're okay with weird, but I'm calling it, I can see it. And this interaction, there's a bit where Will Ferrell's like, oh, like da da da, like I loved your work in Gladiator, and then Joaquin Phoenix cuts him off and he's like, are you trying to sound like you didn't write the questions beforehand or are you just reading them off of a card? And then Will Ferrell goes, no, let me finish. I was going to say, what's so great about Gladiator is because you're such a little bitch. Are you a little bitch in real life? And Joaquin Phoenix has a good sense of humor and just laughs about it. But it's just, he like calls him out because he is a little bitch. And it's so funny to me.
And
it's just
that.
The way he's like, no, let me finish. Is it because you're a little bitch? Because I think you're a little bitch. It's just so funny.
He is the bitch hunter. I mean.
He's the bitch hunter. So I just wanted to do some bitch hunter related 30-30s.
I like that.
It's a delight. Look it up. Interview Mag. I just Google Interview Mag, Will Ferrell, Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin is spelled like Joaquin, so that's how I remember.
That's a good way to.
Yeah,
I
but
like
that's
that.
My 30-30.
Speaking of like celebrities interviewing celebrities, have you listened at all to Dax Shepard's new podcast?
No, I haven't, but I hear it's nice.
It's good. He's had Adam Scott on. He had Kristen Bell on. Of
course,
he has
a good lineup on that one.
And this week's episode, I was listening to on the way here before I got distracted, is Zach Braff.
Oh, did you see the thing Kristen Bell posted of how that she face swapped them? They looked exactly the same.
Yeah, he actually tells the story. He tells the story on here of that happening.
It's perfect marketing, them doing that release and going viral. But it's so funny to me because they do have the same face.
Oh, totally. They spent a lot of time talking about
that. I think Dax Shepard wants to be the next Marc Maron, and I'm curious to see if he can pull it off. But I don't know. He's very different than Marc Maron. He's a lot more lackadaisical and chill. Marc Maron's always worried. Also, Marc Maron's moving, so like the garage is changing. Also, NerdMelt is closed, so everything's sad.
RIP. So sad.
Yeah.
Those were like the saddest, the RIP Melt. All the RIP Meltdown and RIP NerdMelt, all that stuff was just like heartbreaking.
I was talking to former guest Joe Carden at the party, at the final party. And I forgot how like crazy all the people who worked there started sounding. Like we just said the saddest things all the time. It's just like, oh, this just give this place a Viking funeral. And I said that to Joe and he looked at me with horror in his eyes. I'm like, no, not really. And I just I didn't realize how sad we all had sounded. Do you want to talk to someone else? And they're like, you're crazy.
Right.
But we're sad.
Yeah.
But whatever. I'm not yawning. You're yawning.
You're yawning. Sorry. I just called you. I'm like, no, you're yawning. I mean, I meant to yes and you, and I definitely did.
You're doing great.
Not.
You're doing great. I say we get to this episode. Let's
So, this episode is season 4, episode 18, Konani.
Konani.
Air date was April 22nd, 2010. Director was Beth McCarthy Miller. And the writer was Vali Chandrasekaran.
Vali Chandrasekaran? Chandrasekaran? They've written on other things. Like, I've seen the name.
Oh, okay, cool. I know. And previously, Vali has done Winter Madness for 30 Rock.
Yes. I wonder. Well, I don't know. Never mind. I've seen Vali's name before.
Got it. Recap.
Recap, please.
Jack decides it's time to hunker down and decide if he wants to be with Nancy or Avery, but then jumps at the distraction of a janitorial dispute. Liz is saddened to realize she's not as good friends with her coworkers as she thought, and Tracy struggles with Angie's demands.
Yeah, it's hard being a wife, you know?
Yeah.
This episode is really fun. I have personal relationships with this episode. Because this was obviously 30 Rock's response to all the Conan nonsense that was happening right around then. I remember that time very vividly. I was really passionate. I'm a big Conan fan. Conan's one of my favorite late night. He is my favorite late night host. I love Conan. I think he's a genius.
Yeah.
I don't know him. I don't know his work as well as former guest Will Blanchard.
Right.
But I know his work. And I was really upset he was losing the show. And it just kind of became a weird rallying point amongst all weird alt kids.
Totally.
Was Team Coco. And so I have very vivid memories. I actually got a friend and we drove down to Universal City to basically, we went to the Conan rally. But we showed up too late. We missed the part where Conan ran amongst the crowd. There was pizza there too, but it was like empty boxes by the time we got there. We got there too late.
But
I'm not good at.
He bought pizza for everybody who was out there. Isn't that what happened?
Yeah, he bought pizza. Yeah, yeah. He sent out all these pizza for everyone. He went and ran down Lancashire.
I like just it.
Just like pretty much like the Olympic trophy carrier that he really truly was of our souls, you know?
I like it.
Sorry, this man just ran by very quickly.
Well, you know.
He really needs to get that warm butter cake. Fair enough. So I just love this episode because I think it's a really I mean, look, it's very, they're being very obvious about it. We do get more Subas, the actual janitor.
Yes, yes.
I love. And it's interesting the way they're kind of portraying. I mean, Tina Fey always had a good sense of humor about NBC and NBC corporate.
Yeah.
And she made a great joke. I actually remember the Emmys right when all the Conan stuff was. It was a big rainstorm. And I remember watching Tina Fey getting interviewed and they were like, oh, this rain. And she was like, no, God's crying on NBC.
Aww.
And everything was very funny and very dark. So all I have to say is I like how they do this. I think it's an interesting story. And it's really funny because there's a bit of a joke in there where he talks about going to Fox. And
yes.
That's what he says about it. He says Fox.
So there's actually two of them. There's two of those. And we can. Did I not write that one? Foxwoods, I think, is what he ends up saying.
Yeah. Well, do you understand? Do you know the bit behind that?
I did when I wrote these notes, and then I.
Well, basically, the whole point of that was that it was very understood for a while that Conan was going to go do a late night show on Fox, who's never had their doesn't have a late night show currently, and it was really really close, and then the deal got scrapped last minute, and Conan ended up at TBS.
TBS.
But it's funny because by the time this episode came out, Conan had it already announced it was at TBS, so you could very much tell when this was written. It was like in a moment,
because
there was like a couple of weeks where everyone thought he was going to Fox.
Because then there was the other thing where you learned that Subas collects classic car. Board.
Great Jay Leno joke.
Yeah.
But all right, perfect. But want to get into it?
No, that's it. I think done, right?
Did we cover it?
Good recap of the episode.
I feel like we really discussed everything.
Let's talk about that since we kind of jumped into that right away. So there's this whole Jack is trying to figure out between Avery and Nancy, which one he's going to be with.
Mm-hmm.
And has just kind of all of these different ways that he's got the pie charts up, and he's got what heart. What does heart stand for? Heart stands for I definitely wrote it down. Hard equations and rational thinking.
Mm-hmm.
To try and figure out how he's going to do it, and tallies it all up, and their scores equal the same thing, 4,893. And he's like, oh, crap. And Jonathan's in a cabaret, I wrote down, because that definitely happens. So then Subhas comes in, and he's all upset because he's been promised the 11:30 shift.
Mm-hmm.
And Konani's there.
Again,
instead,
all of
right?
this is just discussing.
Yeah, just all that stuff. There was a comment, I think it was from the Wikipedia, that Konani's contract. Oh, I'm sorry. Konani's the one who comes in and wants the spot, wants Subhas's spot. But because he comes up with this, or I'm getting them all mixed up. I'm sorry. But he comes up and he's like, he has a contract, and he's like, we signed this 5 years ago. But Jack has only been executive for 4 years. He hasn't been executive for 5 years. So
Hey-o.
He could not have.
Well, again, they had to choose to the actual situation, which was 5 years ago. That 5 years before, they had signed a contract with Conan stating he would be able to take over The Tonight Show within 5 years.
Yeah, I also read something somewhere, I don't remember down, that they don't ever make. Do they not make five? There's something weird. I can't remember what it is. Sorry, guys. We're on top of it for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so then that whole episode ends. So then Jack is like, you guys can both work the same shift. And then, or no, he moves everybody up a shift. And then there's no trash for him to pick up anyway. And he's all just doing it to distract himself from Nancy and Avery.
Mm-hmm.
How does that storyline end?
Basically, he realizes he has to choose, but I don't think he's chosen yet.
Yeah, and then doesn't he go back on his... He wasn't back on his contract with...
Yeah, no, he ends up staying with Subhas, which is what happened with NBC and Jay Leno, who only stayed another, like, 4 years, so whatever. And that's how he got Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So weird. Oh, sorry. Man, I'm thinking about that Conan Tonight Show. It was good. Conan is so good when you let him be weird, and he just wasn't able to be as weird when he's the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
Even Fallon was a little weirder when he was on the Late Night Show. I don't know. This is great podcasting. I'm
sorry,
awake.
Guys.
But it's interesting to me. I don't know. That was just the late night wars were fascinating. There's books written about them, and I want to read them because I find the dynamic super interesting.
Yeah.
I just don't care about David Letterman, so that's usually why I don't get into it.
Oh, yeah.
I find most women don't.
Although I've been enjoying his My Next Guest Needs No Introduction.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad he's doing something.
And, you know, Tina Fey is one of his guests.
Yeah.
It hasn't been released yet because he's only releasing one a month. For his stuff.
They're so weird. I don't know. I just don't like Letterman. I know. Sue me.
No.
Sue me.
I'm okay with that. I've just been enjoying. He had Malala on. I mean, and Obama. George freaking Clooney. And Jay-Z is the one for this month, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Like, he could have worse guests.
I guess. I don't care. I don't care about Letterman. I'm sorry. He was sleeping with his interns. I'm not into it.
Yeah, gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
Whatever. I don't know. There's weird things that just turn me off to people. Not weird. Very logical things which
very
just turn me off to
things.
People. So, but that was basically, I didn't think this, other than the Subhas stuff, that was pretty much all that we get.
Yeah. So we can talk about Liz.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. So Liz, it opens with her walking down the street and she's excited that she looks. There's a sign in the window that announces that the Buffalo Chicken Shake is back.
That's such a good joke. That's so,
so
accurate
gross.
To anything Taco Bell would ever do.
Oh, so, so gross, though, man. And we get a Frank hat that says feet, and it's Thursday Night Thunder, and you've got the windmill high fives, and just all that stuff, and... I don't know. Liz
They're
just
all
sad.
At that party.
Yeah, and she's
her.
Just sad. And
I get it.
I get it, but also... I get it, but I also don't fully relate because, I mean, I like my job most days and I like my coworkers, but I'm also like, it's 6 o'clock. I don't want to see you guys until 9 tomorrow.
I get that. This is her the thing. The whole idea is that she feels like she sacrificed everything, her chance, her motherhood, her life, you know, that for these people. And then they don't like her.
Yeah.
And she's feeling very rejected because like I gave up everything for you guys and you don't want me. But that turns out to be dumb. / She is their mother is what we come to, which is very adorable. They make a joke about Helen Mirren in a bikini that I really enjoy.
Yes.
Any
yes.
Helen Mirren is hot joke, I'm like on board because she's so hot. Did you ever see Calendar Girls about the old women who
yeah.
made their nudie calendar?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, she's so gorgeous in that. I love that movie.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen your brow that furrowed since you saw that photo of Helen Mirren in a bikini.
Was she wizard? So funny. What else? What other really good jokes do we get with her?
We get classic. Because there ain't no party like a Liz Lemon party.
Because a Liz Lemon party is mandatory. This episode's great purely for bringing us that line.
Yes, yes.
She is excellent. She is excellent at a party. I love her cupcakes. I love that Ceri is just a cutout.
Yes. Okay, also, oh my gosh, there's all this Ceri stuff where Ceri's fiance was saved by the A-team.
I love that joke. It's so funny.
And the bridesmaids are Jenna, Liz, Andy Roddick's wife, her Dutch cousins, and Monica Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jenna just being, you're going to be so out of place, Liz.
Jenna's the worst.
Oh, she's awful.
We're just slowly building to the nightmare that is the season finale for Liz.
Yes.
God bless her.
Poor freaking Liz.
Oh, my goodness.
So, So she's throwing the party, and then, again, storylines colliding, but Tracy's storyline collides with this with the dog and Liz having to save her employees that she hate loves.
Mm-hmm.
You want mommy to make the monsters go away. you don't go out drinking with your mom, which I think like that's that in their mind, they're like, you really are a mom. We know that you'll protect us and you'll go to bat for us. And so, no, we don't want to go out and do these things with you.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll do like after parties with her. So sometimes you're like, nah. And then just her run, my losers. They're so funny.
They're
sometimes.
All just so sad. Poor Liz.
Oh, I literally wrote here, Foxwoods reference. There was rumors that Conan was going to Fox, but I wrote it in the wrong color. So when you were asking that, I couldn't find it.
Kelsey, you're just getting so disorganized.
This is the worst. All right. So then the last storyline is Tracy. Dealing with.
I love this storyline. There's some really good jokes in this one.
I love in the best, worst way possible that he calls Angie's pregnancy a little ass ache. I think that is I have two very good friends that are pregnant right now, and I had forgotten about that line, so believe the next time I see Lee and Kristen, I'm like, oh, how's your little ass ache doing?
Oh, like, yeah, they're going to love that.
I'm so excited
They're
going
to eat that up.
Tracy going to Liz and just being like, well, she had some problems with her pregnancy, so that kind of trumps your little problem. Like, Tracy, when Tracy is so logical sometimes, it makes me so happy.
Tracy's so funny.
And then he goes around and calls it a little ass ache.
Mm-hmm. But, also, he tries to snort Cheese Whiz in this, which I really enjoyed.
I miss that.
He's like starting to snort Cheese Whiz, which is so funny to me. I can't remember the scene. I just remember he was snort. I wrote it, and I remember the visual of him with it on his nose, which I find so funny, because of course he would snort Cheese Whiz.
Oh, 100%.
It's so entertaining.
Oh, man.
We also learned that Rick James performed his wedding.
Yes.
Which is amazing.
Yes.
Of course he did.
My favorite line comes in the storyline, but I'm going to wait until the end to say it. But it's my absolute favorite.
I'm excited to
hear I did not look this up, and I don't know that I want to, but I want to know, what is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in reference to sex stuff?
I don't know what a peanut butter is. Why are you asking me?
I'm just curious.
I mean, I'm glad you think I'm so worldly that I would just know what a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is.
Right. I mean, I hate peanut butter, so I avoid anything with that.
Uh-huh.
But also, I love that he made the... The demands that Angie has made is, like, he needs to be attentive, he needs to be there. So he's basically on... What's house arrest, basically, that he's mm-hmm. there. He has to be for Angie all the time. He's nervous. He's like, I want to leave, all this stuff. So he's at the house, starts making peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and ends up at a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he has Kenneth help him,
mm-hmm.
is what it kind of ends up being. And Kenneth gets to the house, and the dog has an electric shock collar on it. So they put the collar on Tracy to mm-hmm. have him get out of the house.
Yes.
And then...
those things are pretty strong. Anyone who's ever watched Ian Abramson's Conan set where he puts on the dog shock collar, it's very funny.
So I've never put one on my neck.
Have you held one when it's gone off?
Well, so when I was in Ohio a couple of years ago, a family friend has this beautiful black poodle named Zoe, and she has a really big property, and so she wanted to get one of these things on it. So I was holding it while we were figuring it out, and she was trying to figure it out and just didn't realize what she was doing. It was so funny.
Was it the worst?
Oh, it was sorry, it killed me in a funny way. Like, it killed me. I died.
So I have a podcast with a ghost.
Well, you know, it happens.
Oh my god.
But it was very, very funny. Don't ever put that on your neck.
No, though. It sounds terrible. No, that's why Ian Abramson's a stand-up I love, and he does this bit where he he gets someone, he gives someone the remote and puts that on his neck and then tells jokes and says, if you don't like the joke, shock me. And it's so funny. It's so funny.
It's
one of my favorite bits. It's one of my favorite bits. I love it so much.
Oh my gosh.
I also love this idea that that Tracy got kicked out of the governor's ball, the post, or whatever it's called, the ball right after when the president gets elected.
Inauguration.
And maybe it's the inauguration ball or the governor's ball. It's one of the two he goes to. Those are two different balls.
One's
after
the
Oscars.
Yeah.
And because of a t-shirt cannon he brought.
Yes.
It's just so, because those are such formal events. The idea of him walking around with a t-shirt cannon destroys me. It's such a good joke.
He had so many good lines in this. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to save my favorite one till the end.
I'm
but
saving
I
my
love,
favorite one, too.
I love the whole thing with the important meeting.
Mm-hmm.
That it starts with, this better be important, I have a meeting. And then it goes to, this better be a meeting, I'm important. And then, this better be a meetment, I'm importing. Like, it just slowly changes throughout the episode.
That's
and
adorable.
It makes me so happy.
We also, this is a little off track, but we get Jack inventing Innoventing.
Yes.
Which I find very funny.
Yes, of course he does.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm trying to look.
There's a really great thing. There's a really great line. I'm sorry, we're going to jump back to the storyline with Jenna that I loved where she like says, where to get ice? Ooh, I know a guy. Oh, wait, you mean the frozen water? No idea. I love that she knows where to get drugs, but not ice.
But not actual
it's
ice.
So funny to me. Here was my other thing I wanted to say. This is my last note. I just read this really great article the New York Times did because Tracy's got his new show, The Last OG, coming out. And they photographed him at his home. It looks, I think it's a different house, but it looks just like this house he's at.
Really?
Right there. And there's no way it's the same house. That wouldn't make any sense. But there was a moment where I'm like, is that the house?
like the idea that that's actually... oh, my Lanta.
Yes.
Sorry. That they're like, let's just use Tracy's actual house. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it is very funny.
This looks like the post-coital street at the NBC All-Star After Party.
Dear Lord, sweet, not street.
Is that what I did? Oh, I did. I wrote street.
You want to say sweet because post-coital street does not make sense.
I don't know.
Post-coital sweet is gross and I don't like saying those words anymore.
No, me either.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. And then there's this whole thing in the janitor storyline about the special book that the janitors have.
Mm-hmm.
And Jenna at the end is like going up to Subhas, I think. And mm-hmm. he's like, here's my picture. And she's like, wanting to be book is not book.
I love it. It's so funny. I love desperate Jenna. It's so entertaining to me.
It's so good. This episode was good. I know. I'm sorry if we don't sound super excited about it.
No,
right
I
now.
Love this episode. I know. We're just both sleepy, but it's really funny.
Yeah. Liz knows Subhas' phone number by heart.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And she's like scrolling or
just
whatever.
Just do it. No.
I think, do you still have phone numbers memorized?
I have a couple, yeah.
Yeah. I can think of like all my Michelle Staff, Danny Harris. I know all of their home phone numbers. I know all their cell phone numbers. And then... I know, like, my parents' numbers and then everyone else. People that I talk to the most. I'm like, nope, no idea.
No idea, yeah. I don't know most people's numbers. So, I know yours. I know my parents and Bethany's.
There we go. Yep.
That's pretty much it.
For the longest time, Bethany only knew mine. And so she would be out and about and need to call somebody and call
so
me for their phone number.
That's so funny.
Yep.
Favorite line?
My favorite line. I'm wondering if it's yours. The I trained him to hate white people. Not to profile, but most ghosts are white.
Solomon Giorgio is a really great stand-up. Everyone should listen to stuff. And he's got a really great joke about he emigrated here from Ethiopia when he was a child. And he was really terrified when he arrived because he thought when he had never seen a white person. And he got here and he just thought it was a bunch of ghosts of black people.
Shut up.
And it terrified him. It's the funniest joke.
That is amazing.
I love that joke so much.
What's your favorite?
My favorite line is like, I'm like a chameleon. I'm like stuck like a chameleon. I'm always a lizard.
Yes.
It's just such a good joke. It's so weird and funny and I like it so much.
I like Tracy won with the lines this episode.
He definitely won with
like,
the lines.
There's just no way he didn't.
Mm-hmm. So
I think that was it, honestly. Like, it was a good episode.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
Oh, yeah, but the cutout Suri and Lutz just being like, but I rescued her.
I know. Lutz is hopeless. / Karen, proof.
Yes, right.
Dear Lord.
I like it. Yeah, this is a good episode.
I really enjoyed this one. I think it's really fun. I love the Conan stuff. I think it makes sense for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it. I just love this moment in NBC history. This was such like a season for NBC as a company.
Definitely.
And I find it very entertaining. So I think we covered everything. Honestly, this was a really good joke episode. But in the end, it's a very plot heavy. And I think I'll be real. They wrote it quickly. They're trying to deal with an issue. It's funny, but it's clunky. It works for me.
Yeah. Oh, there were two Frank hats. There was feet and then TBD.
TBD. I wrote hat TBD and I was like, is that his hat or did I say to be determined what the hat would be?
Like, you can't tell what it is remember, right now. So. I wrote, oh no, Liz going single lady crazy.
Oh no, poor Liz. God bless her. All right, Kelsey, I think we covered this episode.
I think, yeah.
I have nothing else I really want to say about it.
Where can people find you?
People can find me at Kimchi Lucas. You can also follow the podcast at Talk30RockToMe everywhere, or you can email us at Talk30RockToMe@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Do that. We'll send stickers if you've left a review. Tell us about the review, blah, blah, blah. You know the drill. And if you don't, I'll explain it better next time. That's all I got. What about you?
You can find me at Redheaded Blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's about it. Thanks for our emails that we were really far behind
those
on.
Those were really lovely. I'm really glad we read those. Great. That was really charming.
That. Yeah, that was fun. Thanks, guys.
Hi, Kelsey.
I think that does it.
Have a good night.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Podcast. For more information and shows, visit BoardWalkAudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.